90.7 News is commemorating the fall of Saigon 40 years ago this week by focusing on the state's largest Vietnamese community here in Central Florida. Most Central Floridians know Little Vietnam in Orlando Mills 50 District, but as 90.7's Amy Green reports, a new cultural center is emerging in a quiet corner of the Fashion Square Mall, passing down traditions from Vietnam and other countries that make up the region's Asian American community.
A group of children take up traditional Asian instruments. And suddenly, there's a dazzling blur of color. Crimson, gold, white, yellow, pink, green, blue. Three lions emerge, eyes blinking, mouths flapping, legs kicking. The Orlando Young Lions are rehearsing. The group meets Saturdays at the Youth Enrichment and Senior Services Center to practice lion dancing, a traditional Chinese dance. It's also popular in Vietnam. 11-year-old Ivan Lam is one of the dancers.
It's supposed to give good luck to new places, so when someone lion dances, you have to be happy when you do it.
He says the dancing requires a lot of practice.
You need a lot of effort to do it. You can't just, like, come here, do it, and that's it. You need to practice at home and do it a lot.
Lion dancing is among the programs the center offers. Shelley Wong, publisher of Asia Trend magazine, established the center in November after the mall's owner approached her, offering to help. She says the center is aimed at helping Asians balance American culture and their own heritage.
And I believe that is possible. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to say I want to keep my Asian culture, then I need to go back to Hong Kong. And I don't think that. I can bring what I think is good to the place I live. Especially in the United States, I think we can do that.
Wong immigrated from Hong Kong 20 years ago with her family, and Long had wanted to create a gathering place for Central Florida's Asian community, including the region's third largest Asian population, Vietnamese. She designed the center with her father in mind.
He liked to talk to people, but there's not too many places that will have that kind of facility for them. So I really think that if this can be done 20 years ago, maybe he will stay. He will not choose to go back. But I cannot change the history, but I can make the difference.
Community is at the heart of the center. Wong designed it to reflect the region's diverse Asian population. There's information on local Asian organizations and upcoming events and shelves of foreign language books. Soon, Wong wants to expand the center, adding classes in English and seminars on healthcare. Seniors gather three times a week to socialize and play mahjong. Mahjong in China is a high-stakes gambling game, like poker. Center volunteer Robert Lee remembers watching it being played in New York City's Chinatown as a child.
I used to go there and just watch with my father the game. You were never as a child allowed to play. You're only allowed to play as an adult, usually.
Su Chu is among the players. Speaking in Mandarin, she says she enjoys the conversation.
They say we are all from, you know, Chinese, and then we all come from one culture, and then she feel very happy to be here, pretty much. And sometimes they sing karaoke.
Back at the lion dance practice, Sydney Say says her 14-year-old daughter Sarah practices three times a day, rising at 6 a.m. to get in an early morning workout.
She kind of found herself in here, then like hiding in the corner. I mean, most of the Asian kids, they in school, they are kind of quiet. They don't social. And now they have themselves, and they, you know, she just become a different kid.
19-year-old Duc Quy Nguyen explains one dancer is costumed as a monk who taunts the dancers.
What the lion does is it's supposed to scare away the evil spirits. And so that's what the monk is trying to do. He's trying to bring the lion around the whole vicinity of a business or a restaurant to bring in good luck for the new year.
When the dance ends, the dancers are breathless. They earn claps from Say and the other waiting mothers. Amy Green, 90.7 News.
For more on our series Observing the Fall of Saigon 40 years ago this week, visit WMFE.org/Vietnam.